from the office. She is probably the only one at work that I am close to, and I know she'll be waiting at her desk for me to give her the gossip once I come back. The glass door falls shut behind the last person leaving the office.
Right, I had a look at your budget, and you're way over, and we still have 2 months left in the financial year.
Graham looks at me expectantly, as if I could explain it all away as a fluke. 40% of my budget has been used up by the security consultants you wanted me to hire for the Syria and Yemen trips.
And you never said that would exceed your budget.
He replies. I am waiting for him to tell me that this is all a joke. Nothing. But you know how much these consultants charge.
It's not my job to manage your budget.
What a dick.
I try to calm my breathing because I can feel anger rising.
Amelia, you are a senior member of staff, and if you don't agree with a decision in your department, for whatever reason, I expect you to fight it and not let Richard bully you into it.
But you agreed with him.
Because you didn't object.
I did.
Well, not very strongly. In any case, your expenditure is too high. Lisa has agreed to top it up a little bit, but if you need any additional funding for any experts for the rest of the year, you'll need to make an application directly to her.
Aha! So this is why he sided with me in the meeting. Lisa had words with him and he threw me under the bus. There is a lump in my throat that makes it difficult to swallow, a ball of anger that I try desperately to suppress. Fine. I grab my pad. Anything else? In my head, I sound super pissed off, but I know that Graham won't notice a difference. I am a master at concealing what I really feel.
Can you have a look at your budget and let me know if there are any activities you need to postpone?
Sure. I leave the meeting room without another word. That will show him. I glance back and see him typing away at his laptop. I'm not sure he's even noticed that I have left. I hate this job. I hate this job. I hate this job. Richard is such a wanker. And Graham, throwing me under the bus like that. Ugh! I swear, they're both a couple of donkeys with their heads up their asses. I hope they get a nasty case of genital warts and have to explain it to their partners. Ugh! Why am I surrounded by utter tosses? Grit your teeth and smile, Amelia. Just another day in paradise.
What happened?
Samira asks as I take a seat next to her on the bank of desks in the far corner. These are the most popular seats in our open plan office. You have to be quick to get them booked before everyone else has a chance. But Samira and I both have reminders in our calendars, and if one forgets, the other will book the desk for both of us. I overspent on my budget, and apparently it's my fault because I didn't object strongly enough when Richard and Graham railroaded me on the Syria and Yemen trips.
Dicks.
Samira, I admonish, but give her an appreciative smile. I'm sure, as the director of HR, you should not say that.
Maybe, but as your friend and as a woman with a brain, I call it as it is.
She shrugs and returns her attention to her spreadsheet.
Want to go for a coffee after work?
She asks whilst formatting a table. Samira and I first bonded over our love for Excel. If you find someone else who gets a metaphorical boner for conditional formatting, you have to become friends, right? I can't. I'm meeting the girls for dinner. I shoot her a sad look. Honestly, I'd rather have a cuppa with Samira, but it's been ages since I caught up with my friends. Usually, when we do manage to meet, for them, it's all about hitting the booze and taking the mickey out of me. I'm not much of a drinker, though. It tends to bring me down. And Smutty, my feline overlord, can't stand the smell of alcohol on me. Yeah, my cat rules me with an iron paw. But those big yellow eyes and his squishy black face? They're impossible to resist. So I'm a good subservient and stick to lemonade. There's nothing duller than being the lone teetotaler in the room. What drunk people find amusing is about as entertaining to sober me as a trip to the gynecologist.
The witches of Battersea.
Samira rolls her eyes. She met Miranda and Bea once and took an instant dislike to them. She doesn't get why I let them insult me. I tried to explain that it's just a bit of banter, but she thinks they're bullies. They are my oldest friends, though. We grew up together in a small village not far from London and have known each other for donkey's years. Whilst I still live in the village, I love that place. They convinced their other halves to move to a fancy estate in trendy Battersea where they are stay-at-home mums. Bea is married with two kids
and Miranda's wedding is happening in a few weeks.
Simsim, or Simon Gordon Jr. for those not in the know, is finally taking